I'm an IPR listener.
I'm an IPR listener.
My name is Sarah King, and I'm the Sales and Clients Relations Manager at Muncie Mapco.
I'm Andy Shears. I'm the owner and Chief of Creative at Muncie Map Company. So, yeah, Phil came to us and wanted some exclusive artwork in our style, something representing IPR, but something that kind of talked to what we do, which is maps and sense of place and things like that. And then, you know, Phil and I actually bonded on, of all things, the city of Akron, Ohio, where I spent 6 years getting a PhD at Kent State University. And he was over there for some time and had started basically the only non-NPR radio station that I listened to up there. One thing is that whenever you do something that's based on maps, the first thing people want to know is my place there? What this heart is IPR's listening area fudged just a little bit and turned 45 degrees. And what you see on this are the labels of all of the different places there, all the different cities, towns, villages, hamlets, and so forth, scattered across the landscape. And so that was the original one. We've got the four little IPR transmitters marked with little radio tower kind of dudes. I'm hoping that people will look at it, see a way to look at their geography and their surroundings a little differently, even if it is just turning something 45 degrees.
Part of the future of Muncie Mapco that I'm really excited about is getting to do more projects such as this partnership with IPR, partnering with different businesses and stations and such around Muncie, and creating special projects using cartography and make the audience of these pieces feel seen. And I'm excited to have a lot more time to do work like that, as well as meet with customers at local events such as the Muncie Makers Market and things like that.
Yeah, one of our things, as Sarah said, is to help build that sense of place and places on any number of scales. I mean, we've done work for neighborhoods, we've done work for localities, towns, and so forth. And of course, we've done a lot of work that is Muncie-centric and local area-centric. We wanted to make sure that this was something that people could only get by doing, what would you say, they could only get by supporting the pledge drive. As a limited edition, you know, we're not going to sell it in our online store or anything else, because IPR is very important to this region.